Continuing in Chuvat HaTalmidim, we're in the middle of Perek Shmini. Moshe Rabbeinu Amar Li Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ata Horeta Lada'at Ki Hashem Hu HaElokim En Od Milevado. You know, there are two ways to translate this pasuk. There's a subtle difference between them. One way might be the natural way of translating it the way we read it. We read it like this, Ata Horeta Lada'at Ki Hashem Hu HaElokim. So you translate that as, you have been shown to know that Hashem Hu HaElokim. Which means it's like Hashem is saying, I showed you that Hashem Hu HaElokim. But there's a different way to translate it. Put a little bit of a comma after the word Hor'eta. Ata Hor'eta Lada'at Ki Hashem Hu HaElokim Enod Milevado. You have been shown everything, all these things that you've been seeing, you have been shown for one purpose, in order to gain da'at ki Hashem hu HaElokim. See the difference? And that's the way to translate it. The first way, you've been shown that Hashem hu HaElokim. I showed you that Hashem hu HaElokim. The other way is, I showed you everything. Everything that I showed you was for the purpose of la da'at ki Hashem hu HaElokim. I told you it's a subtle difference. But it's a difference. It's very different. Ata hor'eta. You were hor'eta. You were shown everything for the purpose of lada'at. Which means, if you remember the last words that the Rebbe was saying before, is that Hashem is Sinai ba, v'zarach mi se'ir lamo, ofia me'apara. Hashem came from to Matan Torah with all the glory and all the kolotu brakim, and all of that was for you. All of that, like the Midrash says, HaTorah nivret bishvil Yisrael, which means all of that was for you to become great, to make you great. So, Ata Hor'eta, all the things that I showed you, the amazing wonders that I showed you, Hashem says, is for your greatness, is in order that you should reach the level of Lada'at ki Hashem hu HaElokim. Now, we have to always remember this yesod, that everything in the Torah, even the narrative, psukim, are not said only to the people of that generation. They're said forever and ever. They're said to us. So, lo ledoro bilvad amar zot. Moshe Rabbeinu is not just saying this to the people of his time. Ki haTorah nitzchit hi, because we have to remember that the Torah is eternal. Moshe Rabbeinu manhigenu hanitzchihu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is our eternal leader. He's always Rabbeinu. We always call him Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gam ata machriz u'mashmi'a lechol lev v'nefesh Yisrael. So now also, up until now, Moshe Rabbeinu is machriz u'mashmi'a. He's proclaiming and he is making it known to each and every Jewish heart and soul. What? Ata hor'eta, everything that you were shown is lada'at ki Hashem hu HaElokim enod milevado. Hayediyah shenachshov shehashem yitbarach nimtza b'marom michutz alanu lo daya lanu. He says, to know that Hashem yitbarach is found and he's up there b'marom, he's up there on high in the heavens, that's not enough for us. Rak hor'eta lada'at. You were shown everything in order to have da'at. What does that mean? Shenir'e v'nargish oto yitbarach hu ha'ikar. That we should see and that we should feel him. That's the main thing. V'gam ata talmid vatik. And you, dear student, as well. Kvar hor'eta me'at lada'at zot. You were also shown a little bit to know this truth. ואם לא תראה כנביאים והצדיקים הגדולים את שכינת כבודו לנגד עיניך, even if you don't see Hashem on the level that the נביאים and the great צדיקים see the שכינה of Hashem, כבר רמז לנו משה רבנו. משה רבנו already told us, וידעת היום, you want to feel more, והשבות אל לבביך, go back into your heart, והשבות אל לבביך, ki Hashem o Elokim, and then you're going to see b'shamayim imal v'al haaretz mitachat enot. V'hashevot el levavecha means hashev el levavecha. Go back into your heart. v'teda ki Hashem hu Elokim. It's a very important yesod that the Rebbe says here, and he says in other places as well, that if we want to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have to go to the outside. We don't even necessarily have to talk scientific proofs and, you know, try to... The truth is that every Jew has emunah within him. I remember hearing this also from Rav Avigdor Miller, alav shalom. He said that we have wellsprings of emunah in our heart already. The Jew has embedded in his system, in his heart, he has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just have to be vahashevota elevavecha. You hear the chidush? That's not the simple translation of the pasuk, you know. V'yadata hayom vahashevota elevavecha. The normal pshat of this pasuk is, it's a mitzvah to know Hashem today and to put Him into our hearts. Vahashevota, to be meyashev Hashem el levavecha, into our hearts. The Piyazetzna Rebbe here, Zuchtot Hagen Alenu, is saying here pshat, but from a redirected perspective. He's saying, V'yadata hayom, you should know Hashem, you know how? Vahashevota, by you going back into your heart. Go back into your heart, and that's where you will find Hashem. By the way, it's not a stira. These two pshatim are not contradicting. One complements the other. We need to bring that into our heart, that we need to bring it out of our heart. It works the same. We need both of those pshatim. But what he's focusing on here is Vahashevota elevavecha. Hashev elevavecha, go return to your heart, v'teda ki Hashem hu Elokim, and then you will know that Hashem hu Elokim. And he says, look at the mind-boggling words that he tells us. Ki re'ena mahi hare'ata asher belibecha l'Hashem. Look into your Jewish heart and see the re'ada that you have. Every Jew has a certain tremor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'tshukatcha, and your longing leTorah uMitzvot veLitfilah Amitit, for Torah. Which Jew doesn't really long for Torah? I wish I knew. I wish I knew Shas. I wish I knew Chumash with Rashi Kold. A Jew has that desire. Or I wish I did the Mitzvot in the best way possible. veLitfilah Amitit. Don't you feel that when you see someone praying, really praying, a good Shmoneh Esrei, don't you have a little bit of a feeling like, I wish I did the same. I wish I had that. A Jew has that feeling. Says the Rebbe here, that's your heart that contains Hashem in it. Why do you have those feelings if it's not because Hashem is there? Hashem is in your heart. Isn't that a comforting feeling to hear that? For some people, that's a new thing to hear. That if I want to find Hashem, all I have to do is look into my heart. That's something very, very, very new to some people. And it's so comforting to know. Lama ze kasher ma'ale ata b'machashavatcha? Why is it that when you bring up that thought in your mind, matov hayali lu hayiti tzadik gadol karov l'Hashem katzadikim asher milefanim? How good it would be if I can be a tzadik like that, like those before me. He says, and how happy a Jew thinks to himself, maybe these are thoughts that he had. Magid Mikoznitz, I think, was his great grandfather. He says that how happy I would be if I would know how to pray like a great tzaddik such as him. Venitdabakti venitachadidi betaorai la'al yada, and I would become unified in a pure unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you think those thoughts, libcha kol kach mizdaazea, your heart shakes, v'chol gufcha mefarkes, and your whole goof, your whole body quivers, min teshukazot, from this desire, asher yokedet ka'esh b'cha, that is burning like fire in you. Me'ayin kol ele b'cha. Where do you have that? Where does that come to you from? If not for the fact that your nefesh is feeling a Kadosh Baruch Hu, ve'elav tishtokek ve'titmogeg, and your heart, your nefesh yearns, desires Hashem. Ve'yadata hayom va'ashevota elevavecha ki Hashem u'elukim. Keshetashiv eli becha, when you return to your heart, when you look into your heart, az teda ki Hashem u'elukim, then you will know that Hashem is Ha'elokim. We're stopping here in the middle. This is mamash in the middle of the pirush of the pasuk, but it's a good thought to have throughout the day.